And I've never seen a group come together even wanting to allow Meyer Lane Development to develop what he wants to develop as long as he just keeps it on the other side of the power lines, the west of the power lines. I was shocked that everybody would say, we want him to be able to develop it. We're fine with it. We're only wanting one simple thing, a gate or a barrier down on Blue Lake Boulevard. That's it. We're not asking much of anything. Leave our restrictions alone as they currently exist and don't allow all that traffic to come down our road. If he wants to develop on the other side of the power lines, that's fine. Put the barrier up, cut in that north road, and send all the traffic down that road. It's very simple and easy to fix. And for some reason, he does not want to address that. And secondly, as to the height restriction, the 29 feet, I didn't understand or I couldn't hear if that was 29 foot including the top of the roof line, or is that 29 feet? Because he came back with a proposal to us to go to a two-story unit, reduce it to 15 instead of 29 units, but put in a two-story unit. If a two-story unit is put in there and then you have the roof line on top of that, it's literally going to block out about a half of the cove's view from where we sit. I went down and measured two trees today just below. One was 15 foot and one was 20 foot. And they partially obstruct a portion, which is understandable. Single-story units down there, we knew about those. I'm okay with that. A two-story unit would totally block out over half that cove's view of the lake. And my littoral rights and all of our, as tenants, we have littoral rights, which includes the view which we were sold and we bought. So for all these reasons, I ask the commissioners to please vote no on this proposal. Any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
And that's the two speakers for your group, right? Yale, you want to come back up?
Where would you like me to start? Mm-hmm. There's probably some of those things I do need to address. So,
could you start by explaining to us exactly what it was originally set up to do there on that particular side? What could you have done there? What can you do there today?
So today it's approved for 300 and we'll look at your 327 dome signs.
Right.
Okay. It's already approved.
Right. Any kind of height restrictions on those domiciles?
No.
That's right.
And, you know, he referenced the covenants and restrictions. Those are in parcel 5 and 6. That is this land mass right here. And that's what we're talking about is Blue Lake East. It's that land mass that has those covenants and restrictions that I gave you.
But no height restrictions?
No height restrictions, no. And if you look at the restrictions that they have, it clearly says that it takes back the ability of doing those other things and makes them single family. Now, I have an expert back here, but nightly rentals are not commercial. Courts have ruled. They are single family private. So there's nothing in a nightly rental that is precluded by anything in those covenants and restrictions. And we've tested that. What other questions might you have? I will say the barrier. So,
we agree. There should be a gate on this end. Okay? We agree. This road's the main artery for traffic to the lake. I mean, if you look at it, it's designed that. We agree.
So currently what's proposed is to reduce the residential units down to 15 that is included in 5 and 6?
Whoops, sorry.
So here, do you have
a
master plan that you can put up
here? Yeah, that's what I'm heading towards.
acres, 29. Okay? We take that back to 15 if there's nightly rentals in there. You know, that's a maximum. I think you don't dictate those things. Someone might put a house here and want the freedom to make it a nightly rental. Okay? That's the proposal.
And generally where you were at is where the proposed gate would be located?
You know, I had this discussion with someone, and I don't remember. So there is a gate here, right there. That would stay. Okay. And so there would be another gate on Blue Lake Trail, which you can see is the only way you can get through here. Somebody asked me, where should that gate be? And I said, you know, the gate's closed. It doesn't make any difference. There's no traffic. And so practically it's got to be level. It's got to have power. They have to have telephone. So, but we as soon as there's 7 built here, we would put the gate.
And just to confirm again, the approval of the, what was the Division 3 in 2006 of the 12 estate lots, 130 townhomes, 192 condos, there was no specific height requirement or restriction.
No.
Which gives you the ability, basically, to build any height within those 29 units at this time, without what you're recommending as.
And let's not go there. We think it's good for the residents to protect their view, and that's why. So, what's 29 feet? I'll do it again. That's a 9-foot ceiling, 40-foot wide building, 12-12 pitch roof. You know, and so that's a single story. They don't get any better than that. So,
and also specifically, no timeshare ownership would be permitted on Blue Lake Trail. Use would be another concession.
Yeah, and that would be the same thing. So no timeshare ownership would be used. We had that feedback. You know, and I have had, over years, I have had folks who have contacted me about timesharing that. Never had an offer.
Does it make sense that it could be part of the highest and best use? Yeah, sure. You know, it's basically, it's got the unique ability to have a resort atmosphere. But do I have anything concrete today related to timeshare? And the answer is no, I do not.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Yeah, I wanted to cover something was said earlier about traffic flow. Do you anticipate 900 vehicles running through there on a given day?
When
this is complete, and this is years down the road.
Yeah, so the answer is, you're asking me to speculate, and really, you have to manage that. I mean, right. It has to be in subdivision design. You have to manage that. It would be ridiculous to have to not manage it as you're going through it. But this road bed is in. Okay, this road bed is in. Is it passable today? It's not. But it would be, and so you'd also want to use this road bed for your construction. So the intent is, you know, you're not going to want all your traffic to go through here. I agree with it. It's pretty simple. But it is a big piece of land, and this is not something that's going to happen in 6 months. This happens over time. So,
any other questions for the applicant?
May I have a rebuttal
too? No, ma'am. The applicant's back. I ask, did everybody want to speak? So it's not a back and forth, okay, during a public hearing. Anything else to add? Any other questions for the applicant?
Do you have the road coming in. Do you own the property in the middle towards where the switchback, I would call it?
So
the road coming in off of 265.
Okay. So this obviously is a state road. Okay. And the Santa Fe is a county road. And there is a...
I can go to the beacon. It helps.
Yeah, that would help. So, yes, we own this. Okay. And quite frankly, I'm the guy that convinced the county that they needed to improve this so that the school buses could get at it, because the school buses were having a lot of traffic. So the question, if this is where you're headed, is would we be interested in trying to figure out how the county could use our property to make this entrance better? And the answer, that's absolutely.
Well, it would, to me, need to be improved to be straighter and wider.
Yeah, and really, your solution eventually is this becomes the road, and this road tees into it.
But just looking at the contours on my phone, it was 44 feet of elevation difference. I couldn't measure to see how far to calculate it, but from the entrance currently to right there where your finger was.
Yeah. So what you'd have to do, quite frankly, you'd have to go back up into here and start grading somewhere down this road.
Because it wouldn't be able to exceed 15%.
But we'd be happy to talk to the county about that. So.
Okay, I believe, are we
I've
to the point?
I've got one question.
Oh,
Howard.
Excuse me.
On parcel 7, do you plan on building over there at a later date, or is that part of your... On the west side of the power line?
Yes. Here?
Yes.
I mean, so if you're asking, is this going to be developed? Then the answer is I hope so.
Okay. But nightly rentals on that same street?
West
of the driveway?
Yeah. I think, what we're basically saying is we believe we've had the ability to do nightly rentals on the whole thing for the entire time. And we took it back here, and we took it back here. And that's what the documents really say. Could this all be nightly rentals? The answer is, could it be the timeshare, condo, nightly rental?
Single family residence mix? And the answer is yes.
And your maximum buildings on what you're currently applying for is 7 or 8 buildings? 7 or 8 buildings you want to build right now, or?
No, we're not applying. What we're basically saying is that the clarification is that
for based on the input of the residents, okay, traffic and activity, today it's gone as 29. Okay. That we would reduce the density there to 15, which is half, to reduce that activity.
If it's nightly rental, and that would be the maximum.
Any other questions?
So with that being said, your decision of record will go over. The staff recommendations are the same without the special use section because it's a Division 3 that would carry with the property. But then we've added, this would be an additional if approved by the Planning Commission. And these are his 4 recommendations that he's put in that proposal. So if you want to look at that, if you have any questions.
So remember, this is off of Blue Lake Transit.
And then these two parcel numbers are these two right here.
So do we have anyone that would want to make a motion? No, sir, you don't have.
An expert witness in commerce.
No, sir. You had an opportunity to speak, and it's back to the applicant.
That's before he mentioned he has a witness.
Yeah, it doesn't matter one way or the other. Are we to a point of making a motion? Or further discussion amongst ourselves?
Well, it looks like about 100% of the current residents don't like this. And when they bought their property, they were under the assumption that it was going to be residential because of the restrictions that were made up. So, and I think whatever Mr. Meyer